The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had appeared to Thomas and his disciples, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out, got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you've just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus said to Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything, and you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death that Peter would glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Revelation, the fifth chapter, the scroll and the Lamb. Then I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seal and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. John says, "I wept and wept because no one was found who is worthy to open the scroll or look inside." Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its 7 seals. Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the 4 living creatures and elders. He had 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne, and when he had taken it, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. That's a lot of angels. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and in a loud voice, those angels sang out, "Worthy is the Lamb who is slain, the one to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." And then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we are here this day, may we be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit as his word fills our hearts day by day. Amen. We're not worthy. Only one person laughed at that. My wife. Thank you, wife. No, you kind of almost chuckled. You have to know Wayne's World to know we're not worthy, man. And so, Wayne, yeah, who? Look it up later. Oh, my goodness. It's a Chicagoland classic. I guess that's where I went wrong. We're not worthy. Well, in Wayne's World, it's about they're not worthy of this pretty girl. And they're not worthy of singing on the stage with the band and all this kind of stuff. What about you? Are you worthy? What about me? Am I worthy? Yes? Don't take the end of my sermon. You are not worthy. And again, you say, "Pastor, why do you come in and beat us down week after week, browbeating us and saying that we're sinners? I, a poor, miserable sinner." Isn't that what church is all about? Aren't we supposed to be coming and get crushed down? Oh, no! No, we're not supposed to get crushed down. Maybe a little bit. Because sometimes we get a little too lofty, don't we? We think that we're all that. And a bag of chips, as they say. But we're not worthy. We are not worthy. Your pastor is not worthy to be here. You are not worthy. In Revelation here, John is speaking of the end times. He's also maybe referring to when Jesus returns at the time of ascension. That's another part we'll discuss if you want to discuss that with me later. But here we're at the end of times, and John is saying, and he's about to weep, "Nobody's worthy. I'm not worthy. You're not worthy. You're not worthy. And you even have a royal hat, and you're not worthy. And you're not worthy. And Carl is not worthy. Clay, he's pretty close, but he's not worthy. None of us are worthy. Because we are what? Poor, miserable sinners." Aren't those great words? We're poor, miserable sinners. We're not worthy. We are sinful from the time our mothers conceived us. We are broken people who live in a broken world. We're not worthy. And John sees that. He sees that no one is worthy to open the scroll to to heaven, to unlock the seal, and to show the message of hope that comes through our Lord. Ah, but there is one, right, that's worthy. Who is it? Jesus! I gave you the Sunday school answer. You just had to say Jesus. Jesus, the Lamb. The Lamb who was slain. So the angel says, don't weep. Don't worry about it. There is one who is worthy. You and I aren't, but Jesus is. I saw a lamb looking as if he'd been slain. And he came and he took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. That's God. He takes the scroll out of God's hand. He's got to be somebody powerful, right? And when he took it, the creatures, the elders, the church, the world fell down before the Lamb. And they raised up incense, the prayers of the saints, and they sang not an old song, but a new song. You are worthy, Lamb. You took the scroll out of the very hand of God the Father. That means something. And you opened its seals. Because, it says, because you were slain with the blood, you purchased men for God. With your blood, Lamb, you purchased these men and women. And now you can say, I am worthy. I am worthy because of the Lamb who was slain for you. You are worthy. God purchased you through this Lamb who was sent to die for you, to be raised to life for you. For just the people of Israel? No. For just the people of Advent Lutheran Church? As cool as that sounds. For every tribe and every language and every people and every nation. Well, every is quite a lot, isn't it? That's everybody. That's all people. Jesus, the Lamb, shed his blood. His blood was slain for every nation, tribe, language, and people. Until you have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. And so now you hear that message. How do you react? Good. I'm happy. I'm good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thankful. Thankful. Gracious. Glad. Joyful. Jubilant. Worthy. Because now you too are worthy. In some of the translations of the Bible, it shows that we are now royal. If you read here, it says that you have been made a people of the kingdom and you'll reign on the earth. We were talking about it in Bible class. Well, the devil's still doing his work, isn't he? The devil is the prince of this world and he makes us think we're unworthy. Jesus says, no, you are worthy. You're worthy as I am worthy before God, the Father. You too are worthy of the kingdom. So if you're worthy of the kingdom and you are one who will also reign, doesn't that mean that you're royal? Who thinks of themselves as royal? Dorothy, I know, with the Queen Elizabeth hat. They're her derby hat. None of you think you're royal. Why not? Why not? What's that? You're related to everybody in the world. That's true. You're all sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. You're all part of the kingdom. You're all redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and you are made as one who now is part of the kingdom, and you will reign over the earth. That's the new song. The old song doesn't apply anymore. You have a new song. You are a kingdom child. You are a royal. Now, don't let that go to your head. But you are a royal. And so you should think differently. You should think, yes, I have the kingdom. I have the keys to the kingdom. A kingdom which has defeated death. A kingdom which has conquered Hades, hell. Death has no more power. Sin has no more power. Hell has no more power. The devil has no more power. You are a child of God. You are part of the kingdom. You are a royal. King Larry. Queen Connie. You're a royal. Don't think that you're any less. You are a royal. I want you to go out today and don't have people kiss your ring. But think differently now. Think differently that you are a child of God. You are graciously loved. You are mercifully, powerfully embraced by King Jesus, the one who is at the throne. All of heaven and earth are praising this one. And you're a part of that kingdom because of that one who was on the cross. And we have an empty cross, don't we? Because Jesus is not on that cross anymore. He lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true, right? And so we, too, are now people who are living because of the Lord. But not just living. Living powerfully. Living as a worthy. Living as a royal. We were talking about it, right, Marge, in Bible class. You're saying, hey, this sounds like we're worthy. Yes! You are worthy because of the Lamb Jesus who was slain. And that's awesome. Think of yourself now as a child of God who's always loved, who's always cared for. And so as you go forth in your life, don't get browbeat down by the devil because he's going to keep working on you. But know that you're the child of God. Loved, loved, loved. This passage ends in a powerful way. You guys remember the angels at Christmas time, right? They came and worshiped Jesus as he was born. The shepherds are out there and they see the stars and the angels. And here too, at this scene that John paints the picture for us, I looked. I heard the voice of many angels. I don't know, you ever listen to the crowd of people in here that sings the alleluias and the praises? And we're, what, 70 people today? But when you hear that powerful phrase of alleluia, you kind of feel something, don't you? You kind of get a little bit of the kingdom, don't you? You're hearing the voice and you're lifted up. You're restored. You're excited. You're jubilant because you get to worship the Lamb, the one who was slain. And when you come in here and you get to worship and you have that feeling of joy, that's God at work. Could you imagine now if it was thousands upon thousands, 10,000s upon 10,000s, and angels? And angels are supposed to have good voices, right? We always say, oh, that person sings like an angel. There's 10,000s upon 10,000s. They encircle the throne. They're all around the throne of God. and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice, so they weren't singing quietly, thousands upon thousands, stadiums upon stadiums of angels singing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power." He's got all the power. "To receive wealth." He has wealth and we have wealth. We have spiritual wealth because of Jesus. We're wealthy. Even if we don't have money in our pocket, you are wealthy, child of God, royal of God. You have that power. And so the angels are singing, the one who is worthy to receive power and wealth and wisdom. There's no greater wisdom than the Lord's, right? Would you want a God that you understood everything about? No, because he's not good enough. This God knows everything and way beyond what we can understand. He has strength and honor and glory and praise. We give our honor, we give our glory, we give our praise to this Jesus. We sing out our alleluias and hosannas because he is worthy. He is not dead. He is alive. And then I heard the creatures in heaven and earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them. So now the not only the angels are singing, but everything, the crickets and the whales and dead people and alive people and everything, the grass, the rocks are singing. To him who sits on the throne, God, Father, and the Lamb, it's one God, be praise and honor and glory just today. No, forever and ever. And so this kingdom that you're a part of, that you're a royal of, that you are a chosen, priestly, royal, worthy person, kingdom, child of God, now you sing out too, forever and forever. And the living creatures sing amen. The Lamb is worthy. You are worthy. Know that you're worthy. Live as though you are worthy, that you have the Lamb Jesus, the one who was slain for you, as the one who is your Lord and your Savior. And as you come to the table today, receiving Jesus, be strengthened by that meal. That there is goodness in this meal as we get forgiveness and as we get strength and as we remember that we're royalty. But there is a greater feast, a greater song, a new song which is about to come. Worthy is the Lamb. I just have to say it one more time. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. And so they all sang out, amen. And so today we too sing out,
amen.
Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for this time in your word. You were worthy. You only could open the kingdom of heaven to us. And you gave it to us. You're worthy. And may we lift up praise and honor and worship before you, Lord. And Lord, help us to see our worthiness that comes through you. That we are your child, loved, embraced, and cared for by the Lamb who was slain, who came for us to save us, to love us, to forgive us, to rescue and give your grace. May we go powerfully forth, sharing this message with all we come in encountering with and all we touch and reach on a daily basis, Lord. And Lord, work in each of our hearts that the devil loses his power. And Lord, that we are royals who know that your kingdom is for us. Your saving grace kingdom is ours through that Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Help us to go forth powerfully in your holy name, Lord Jesus. And it's in your holy name that we pray through your Holy Spirit. Amen.